Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, longtime veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, let's get our COVID update for this morning. We'll start with Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, Dave. Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday again offered his familiar cautions about reopening the economy too quickly. The governor said federal projections of infection and death through the COVID-19 pandemic recently have been revised upward because so many states are moving to reopen their economies so soon. The fundamental question, which we're not articulating, is how much is a human life worth? Cuomo said during his daily briefing from New York City, there's a cost of staying closed, no doubt. Economic cost, personal cost. There's also a cost of reopening quickly. The governor added, either option has a cost. New York is currently on pause through mid-May.
Then there's the question of masks.
Many people in New York are still not wearing protective masks in public. The governor said, I do not understand why people think it's such a burden to wear a mask. Maybe there is a better way to communicate it than I have been able to communicate it, to drive home the importance of reducing coronavirus spread, especially now that the state is working on a regional reopening strategy. The state launched a competition on Tuesday asking New Yorkers to submit videos explaining why people should mask up. People can submit their videos, which should be less than 30 seconds long, and show a mask properly worn over the mouth and nose to wear a mask at ny.gov. Some clips will be chosen for a television public service announcement. The deadline for submissions is May 30th.
Now let's go to Scotia, a popular place, sort of a sign of what's coming in the new normal. Jumping Jack's Restaurant is opened.
Yes, Dave, and a sign that some things are returning to normal. Jumpin' Jack's Restaurant opened for the season on Tuesday. Jack burgers, whistle fries, cheese dogs, and other summer foods will be delivered to cars that show up at the famous Scotia Drive-In. Orders will be taken over the phone. There will be no walk-up service. Obviously, we want people outside, said General Manager Mark Lansing Jr. We understand the draw of our restaurant. It's outside. It's by the river. It's summer weather. I don't want people stuck in their cars any more than they want to be stuck in their cars right now. But it's the way it is, and we feel like in your cars is the safest, best thing for right now.
Safe, the operative word. We've been speaking with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read these stories and much more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Dave.